The leaders of Israel's coalition government are dissolving parliament. That'll force the country to hold its fifth election in less than 3.5 years. Foreign Minister Yair Lapid will take over from Naftali Bennett as interim prime minister until the election in October.
On Friday, I held a series of talks with legal and security officials, and I realised that in 10 days, with the expiration of the West Bank regulations, Israel will experience serious security damages and legal chaos. I couldn't allow that. We spared no efforts to galvanise whomever was needed to pass the regulations, but unfortunately our efforts bore no fruit. Therefore, my friend and I decided to act together to dissolve Parliament and set an agreed-upon date for elections.
Mali's military rulers have declared 3 days of national mourning. That's after fighters killed 132 people in several villages. The government blamed an armed group affiliated to Al-Qaeda. The Ukrainian president says Africa is being held hostage by Russia's war. The European Union also blamed Russia for critical shortages of grain in Africa. The invasions led to rising threats of famine across the African continent. The Nobel Peace Prize medal, won by Russian journalist Dmitry Muratov, has sold for a record $103.5 million at auction. The money will go to help homeless Ukrainian children. Emergency services in Bangladesh are battling to deliver food and drinking water as several regions face severe floods. Rivers are expected to continue rising as more rain is forecast. Britain is facing its biggest rail strike for decades after talks failed between the Rail Workers Union and train companies. Tens of thousands of employees are walking off the job for 3 days. Police have fired tear gas and beaten people with sticks to break up protests against fuel price rises in Nepal. Petrol went up by 12% on Monday. A famous floating restaurant in Hong Kong has capsized in the South China Sea. The owners of the Jumbo Eatery say the decades-old vessel that resembled a Chinese imperial palace encountered adverse weather conditions.